This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There are very few things in this world that cause us to switch up our format and begin with a guest.
We have usually, a format?
We kind of have a format, yeah. We kind of have a typical show, but we don't usually begin with a guest. Unless the guest is like, wow. And when it comes to the great state of North Dakota, I'm not sure that you can find a dynasty that is more revered in every corner of the state than NDSU football.
But seeing as you're a UND guy, you want Vince and I to do this interview for you?
Okay, all right.
You're so, for that, Vince?
I am, yes.
I'm a North Dakota guy. North Dakota, right? As in all of North Dakota.
Okay.
And I have to tell you that I live...
Oh, no, you're all inclusive. Okay.
I lived for decades in Grand Forks, as you know, a couple of them. And it's my adopted hometown, and you become, obviously, a diehard fan.
Even though you're in Fargo since when?
I have friends of 83. Oh, I've been in Fargo since 01, yeah. But in North Dakota since 83 or 84.
18 years, that's like a generation.
Right. But I, you know, and look, I happen to believe that the UND hockey team, which was first Division I in the state of North Dakota, is a dynasty in its own right as well. But
absolutely,
we all know football is just a big deal everywhere. So anyway, Matt Entz, the head coach of this dynasty known as NDSU football, joins us now for a chat. My friend Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the contest as the fan of the Bison to get to ask questions because, you know, I'm a talk show host. You know, you're a fan, and so you can ask questions from the perspective of a fan. Matt, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Wonderful. We're doing really well. How are you?
Doing good. Excited. We haven't had a game for a couple weeks. I know, just like our players, I'm getting excited for tomorrow.
What's on your mind? What do you, as you think about tomorrow, what's sticking in your craw right now?
Well, my biggest concern is, you know, we haven't played for 2 weeks, and I felt like we were playing at a high level towards the end of the season, and you hope that week off didn't create a hiccup or a setback. I don't want us to get out of our groove. I felt like we were playing at a high level. We were efficient. Our kids were executing. But we needed the bye week to get a little bit healthier and just, kind of get our senses, and I know we're excited to get going.
What do you want us to know about Nicholls State?
Well, I think they got a ton of athletes on their football team, and they've done a great job of turning that program around. These kids are confident. They've been in the playoffs now three different years or 3 years back-to-back. It's going to be a challenge. They have really good football players on both sides of the ball. And, we're going to have to start fast and execute throughout the game to be successful. What we need our fans to show up and be loud, just like always.
Vince, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you, Coach, you know, it's beginning of the year. I kind of thought coming into the season, poor Matt Entz, he's inheriting, rebuilding year. And, I don't think anybody expected us going 12-0. But as a head coach coming into this game, playoff game for the first time, are you obviously you're nervous, but how is it different for you?
Well, due to the fact that this is my first year as a head coach, every day is probably new for me still. I've yet to be the head coach for a full year yet. But, there's, like this evening, I got an NCAA meeting. I had a couple different NCAA teleconferences during the course of the week. I mean, all those experiences are new to me right now. But the preparation's been the same. We followed the same format that we would follow if it were game one or game 12 this year, this last week. And we found that that's the best way to get our kids prepared. And the, the manner in which they feel the most confident going into Saturday. Excited because, as you know, in this time of the year, it's one and done. And every week becomes kind of a microcosm of a season in itself. And we need to play really well. We got to play well early. We got to get the fans involved. And but I know our kids are excited to get going.
Is it, anybody would want the job you have right now. I mean, short of, you know, a handful of coaches, right, in college football. But is it a different kind of pressure when you're leading a dynasty?
Oh, I think so. You know, I think just the expectations. I don't probably think too much about dynasty or using those words. I probably just internalize. There's expectations here, but, you know, being competitive myself, that was probably part of the reason why I chose to stay. I know the expectations not only of our administration, of President Dean Bresciani, but also the city of Fargo, the state of North Dakota, the upper Midwest, is that we win football games and we put ourselves in a situation to win the conference. We put ourselves in a situation to be in the conversation for the playoffs. And I'd rather work at a place where you have those great expectations than rather being somewhere where 6-5 is a great year and we're excited about it. You know, we're trying to do things better than everybody else in the country, from a football program standpoint, from an athletic department standpoint, and so I'm really excited and honored to be the head football coach at North Dakota State.
And, you know, Craig Ball had his style, and it was sort of, show busy, I guess is how I would describe it, right? Chris Kleiman had his style. I'm talking about just the style of coach now, not necessarily what the team did, but, Chris Kleiman was a really nice guy, and just, you know, no drama, X's and O's, you know, there you go. And what would you say you are? What do you bring like they all bring something? What do you bring? Obviously, you bring a 12-0 start, which is incredible. As Vince said, it should have been a rebuilding year. But how have you done that? What are you doing? What's your style?
Well, I don't know if I can necessarily put my thumb on what my style is. I probably fall somewhere in between in those two. I think I've, you know, having worked with Chris and known Coach Kleiman for years, I'm sure I've taken on a lot of his coaching style, just having worked with him and our tight-knit relationship we have. But I envision myself as a player's coach. And that was one of the main things that I tried to do when I took this job, is not remove myself from the day-to-day interaction with my players. I was afraid that, you know, all of a sudden after 25 years of being in a position room and being on the field coaching, I didn't want to move away from it. I still wanted to have a connection with the kids. So I think a player's coach, I think a coach that brings a lot of passion probably to the game. You know, I want our kids to play with energy. I want it to be important to them. I want there to be a sense of urgency every day when they come to practice. And I think our kids have responded to that request of mine going all the way back into August.
One of the things that gives me a lump in my throat is when I see your players huddling for a prayer after the games, which they do regularly, and obviously has been a part of, you know, NDSU football. I didn't realize the impact it had on Carson Wentz's life, but we all do now, as an example. You know, how much of you know, sort of a family, a tight-knit kind of a group is there that we don't necessarily see? I mean, how much does that contribute to the character of these players, Matt?
Well, I think, you know, what you see at the end of games, when our players and coaches huddle at the 50-yard line or on the logo, it doesn't matter if it's a home or away game, I think is a great example of our program trying to create some balance in these young men's lives. It's not all about athletics and it's not all about football. We need to be great in the classroom. We need to give them opportunities in the real world, community service. But also, you know, give them some spiritual guidance as well. And we have a great FCA program on campus within our athletic department. We have a football Bible study that takes place every week. And those are really powerful organizations within the athletic department and within, but I think they create a sense of belonging, a sense of family. I think you know, you hear a lot of times the term Bison pride thrown out, and I think that that family relationship, that family connection that we have, that Bison pride that we've had for generations and for decades, is something that makes NDSU football different than a lot of programs out there.
Vince, last question.
Well, first year head coach, if, what's been your favorite moment thus far?
Oh, I think I'm living in it right now. My favorite moment hasn't stopped. You know, for the last 25 years, I've tried to put myself in a situation where if I had an opportunity to be a head football coach, I could take over and do a commendable job. And so I'm probably still in my favorite moment every day. The relationships that I've created, not only with the group of seniors we have this year, but the last five or six senior classes that have been here at NDSU, probably are some of the most special relationships I've created in my coaching career. You know, you always, when you meet new recruits, you want to have a great level of respect, and you hope by the time they graduate, you become friends to a certain extent, and I have, and that's probably my favorite part of this whole journey of coaching that I've had, is just the relationship.
Fantastic.
I've been able to create with
fantastic.
Our players.
Out of time, but thank you so much, Coach. Good luck.
The smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SB Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SB Windrower from New Holland.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Stop the bus. Stop the bus. Stop the bus. Stop the bus. I love Steely Dan, but not today. Remember, it was the holiday party with Todd and friends at K-Fire yesterday, right? We've turned the page. We're done with regular music. We're going to do Christmas music.
Oh! Cool. Christmas. All the time?
All the time. Now
I
tell
love it.
January 1, it's... Yes. Are you joking me right now? This is... Of all
now you're
the
looking
Christmas
for,
songs...
You're looking for something like...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Only song I sing along with on the radio right here. Andy Williams.
With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Brings me back to my childhood. Who's old enough to know the Andy Williams Christmas specials?
Buddy, we were just talking about that.
You listen to that song, you just end up in a not end up in a good mood. I mean, you just have to.
Oh, my gosh. Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening. There's a really big meeting Monday in Bismarck at the... Burley County Courthouse. No, they're moving it to the...
Horizon Middle School.
Thank you. Horizon Middle School. This is the county commission meeting. It is being moved to the Horizon Middle School because it is better to accommodate an entire crowd. So we've talked a lot about this issue, and we don't have a lot of time to talk about today. I know Brianna here is on the line to talk next on this Friday about it. Your calls are welcome at 800-228-0550 on this. But if you have a call or question or comment, get it in. But I'm just saying... Take your concern there Monday and know that just like in DAPL, just like in about everything these days, the paid, what shall I call them? There's faux grassroots and there's real grassroots. The faux grassroots is when people are paid to say, you got to go to this. Not necessarily, but I'm saying, you know, it's just fake. It's not real. It's not Joe average
right.
person on
fake
the street average. Saying, hey, it's somebody being told to go there because of this, that, or the other thing. And, you know, I'm not saying all the people are that way, but I'm saying there will be an organized effort against those that think we should be careful about how many refugees we bring to North Dakota. That's all I'm saying. So don't let this be one of those things you don't go to. Okay? That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying. Matt Entz is a rock star. Vince Webker is still here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, because we have to... Don't have to. We get to tell you about Christmas and all of the things you could put a bow on in your home that would change your life. Like if you get a bubble hockey game. And I got one when Alex was our oldest, who's now... You know, gainfully employed and out of college when he was from you, I got, 8-10 years old playing hockey. Do you know how much fun we had with that bubble hockey game? You know, we still have it. Of course, it has dust on it now, but I mean, because the kids, you know, are gone, Alex is gone, but the memories there, I can't put a price tag on.
Yeah. And what's truly great about a billiard table, shuffleboard table, bubble hockey, foosball, you don't have to plug them in. You know, it's not a video game. It's not a cell phone.
Smartphone, yeah.
You can put that phone down and, you know, get some real life interaction going, and it's just fun.
I have a good friend who has a lot of money, and you would know he has a lot of money, but he does. I mean, he could, for fun, he could fly to, you know, Zimbabwe every day and just for kicks in his own plane. And he has a shuffleboard in his basement, and his buddies come over couple times a week, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and they laugh and they have a great time and they have a little competition with shuffleboard. I mean, of all the deals he's doing, that is what is most enjoyable to him. That and his time with his family. You know, I mean, so same thing with a hot tub. My wife and I, 15 minutes, 2-3 times a week. Wish it was more. It's the only time we have real conversation. You know,
right.
So average family has 30 seconds a day of real conversation.
Well, right there, let's just up that number to 15, 20 minutes by putting this wonderful product in your backyard.
Yep.
And again, don't let winter be an obstacle on that. We'll get it done. It's the best time of the year to use it.
Oh, is it? It's fabulous.
So,
and some people that don't have hot tubs, they can't even fathom getting out of a hot tub outside in the middle of a North Dakota winter. But your body temperature is elevated in the hot tub, in addition to all the health benefits, right? So it, you don't, you're not cold. It sounds strange, but throw a robe on, throw a towel on, walk in the house, you're fine.
If you haven't tried it, you haven't lived. Now, what else are you going to do in your backyard when it's 10 below? We're going to put you right into a 100-plus degree environment, and it is just a wonderful experience. And sure, it's a little cold going from the back door to the hot tub, but once you're in there, oh, it is wonderful.
It is. And it's about three or four times where you go, oh, my gosh, it's cold, but you're in the hot tub in a second, so it's fine. Saunas, too, and you do the sauna every day.
Every day.
Every day. What does that do for you?
Well, it's addictive, one. For one, because it's releasing your body's natural endorphins, you get that runner's high, so you're just drawn to using it every day. But it does a lot of, it does a lot of things. We talked about the Alzheimer's and the cardiovascular disease, but it reduces stress, real stress. You sweat out toxins. You increase your circulation. You burn calories. Half hour in a sauna, you burn 300 calories. We don't push this enough as a weight loss product, but it definitely is.
The other thing I'll tell you about Vince's products, it's the top shelf names, like Finley Osanas, Hot Spring Spas, best ownership experience by a mile. I mean, there's plenty of places you can buy a hot tub. Literally half of them are junk, and another 30 to 40% of them are, you know, just a maintenance nightmare and a terrible ownership experience and everything else. Hot Springs has done it again and again and again. They've been around forever. They invented the hot tub, for crying out loud.
They did invent the portable hot tub. And, you know, nobody's perfect. We're not perfect. But for 42 years, we've been carrying this one brand. And it truly is the absolute best ownership experience, which boils down to this. It's why you use this product a lot or not at all. And you know I want you to use this. I ask you almost every day, have you been in your hot tub today? And, you know, you travel a lot and sometimes you can't do it. But we want you as a company to be in this product because that's why you bought it, to be better every day.
And the financing is incredible. 12 months, no payments, no interest. They have 5 years, no interest. If you want to just go that route, they start at, sauna's at $92 a month. That's $3 a day. Pretty cool. You know, the hot tub we have is the Vanguard. That's six people, 38 jets, $270 a month. There's the Grande for $265, but you can get into them for, you know, what's that little one you showed me? That's, you know, it's a good way to start. You're in that for $50 a month or something. You know?
Why not?
Yeah. And the game tables, too. Register for the arcade games. There's an arcade game given away at every Hot Spring Spa, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck. And we're going to be there live a week from Tuesday. For the last chance Christmas blowout.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
A great time. Thanks, Vince. Nice having you.
Thank you.
You saved me in that Matt Wentz interview. It was good stuff. Loved it. Brianna and Bismarck, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. First of all, I want to talk about Leah Hargrove with Global Neighbors, who's leading the Yes Movement. She is very quick to jump to conclusions that Bismarck residents are racist and fearful. She also stated in a video she made that we are afraid that refugees will suck up resources from white people.
Where's she from? Where's she from, Brianna? What is her deal? What is her story?
She's from out of, she lives in Bismarck and her nonprofit's in Bismarck, but she lives out of state, or she's from out of state. She's not from North Dakota.
Hang on a second. I want to know more about this. Don't go away, Brianna. Brianna in Bismarck. Don't forget, that's Monday, the LSS Burley County Commission.
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats one step closer to impeaching President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
President Trump in a tweet saying, I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is.
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company's IPO yesterday, the largest in history, selling 3 billion shares and raising $25.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
There's Christmas music, so that must mean it's Christmas time. The happy holidays are here, doing the ring, jing, jing-a-ling.
Seem that way.
And, of course, that means you got to tell people how much you love them and wrap something really nice and put it under the tree for them and put a pretty little bow on it. You should see Todd and how he wraps a present. Like, it's unbelievable. It's, like, perfect.
Really?
Yeah, he'd be like one of those guys at the mall. You can't
okay.
Believe, I mean,
nice.
Phenomenal. I don't know how you learn that, Todd, but I'm terrible. It takes me three times the normal amount of wrapping paper to wrap a gift just because I'm terrible. But, you know, the wrapping isn't important. What's in the box is important. And if you want the old wow factor from people you love, okay, I am going to suggest My Pillow is your one-stop Christmas shopping. I'm doing a lot of this year. I'm just calling and saying, okay, four of those, six of those, two of those, wrap them all up. Because everybody that I know thinks Mike Lindell is this rock star. They just love him. They love the commercials. They love his heart. They love his book. They love everything about the guy. And then these products, these pillows that changed my life and how I sleep. Now towels. And, you know, the Giza Dream Sheets with the Mediterranean awesome cotton that make it just incredible. Two for the price of one and no shipping. Buy one, get one, and no shipping costs on sheets that will not last long. I do it for Christmas. 30% off on the towels right now. Financing available on all over orders over $200. And pretty much everything's up to 50% off now. Radio listener specials. Click on that link at mypillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott sent you. Got to use the promo code Scott to get the good deals. Brianna from Bismarck, who was telling us about some of the efforts related to the Burley County Commission meeting, is going to chat with us a little later on in the program this hour, so stay tuned. She'll be here in a little bit. Right now, we welcome to the program the 13th president of the University of North Dakota, the former dean of faculty at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. He is a former U.S. Air Force Brigadier General, Dr. Andrew Armacost. How are you, sir?
Scott, I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to having many, many conversations over the years, but this is a good chance for us to welcome you to the University of North Dakota, an institution loved by a lot of people in every corner of this great state. So welcome.
Thank you. And it's not just around the great state, it's around the nation. I've had many people here in Colorado who are UND grads who have reached out to me and congratulated me, and I know that the great state of North Dakota is represented nationally very well.
Yeah, we have that Air Force connection with, obviously, UND, but also with the Air Force base at UND, but also the pilots that have come out of UND way back to the Odegaard years, the Clifford years, is pretty phenomenal. They're spread out all over, aren't they?
They are, right. And, in fact, many Air Force ROTC graduates go through the program, through the aviation program, and become great pilots for Air Force. And, in fact, on a flight back to Colorado, had great interactions with a young man who had graduated in 2010, again, in Jonathan Sepulveda, who passed along his regards, says he overheard the conversations about my selection as the 13th president. So I'm finding UND graduates and aviation graduates all over the place.
What of your career do you think best fits for your leadership as president of UND?
Well, I've spent many years at the Air Force Academy. Most military members don't spend as much time in a single place. I've spent 20 years as a senior academic leader at the Air Force Academy, involved with the broad institutional decisions, everything from budgeting to personnel to curriculum issues and athletics as well. And so I think that preparation and the work that we've done at the Air Force Academy sets me up nicely. There's some similarities between the people who choose to go to these two schools. The Air Force Academy is about service. It's about working hard academically. And I see the same attributes in the students at the University of North Dakota. They're just absolutely wonderful people who work hard and want to make a difference in the world.
Tell me about your leadership philosophy. I would think with a military background, there'd be some in the education community that say, uh-oh, you know, is this going to be a, you know, more of a military style leadership from UND, which, by the way, I wouldn't think would be anything but a good thing. But how do you transition from a military leader to an education leader?
Well, that's a great question, and most people have formed their opinion of what military leadership is based on Hollywood movies and other types of kind of public displays. But to be an effective military leader, you need the strong sense of collaboration, selling ideas. In some settings, you do have to make tough calls and say, we're moving in a certain direction, let's move out. At a university, of course, collaboration and participation by students, faculty, and staff in the decision-making processes is important. And that's actually been a style that I've used very effectively at the Air Force Academy, trying to involve the ideas of the many rather than just the ideas of the person at the top.
What do you think UND most needs right now?
Well, I think stability, and I know a sense of cohesion and bringing the community together. The sense I had on campus was just that they're looking for a person who's going to be fully committed to the institution for an extended period of time, and that's what I bring. But we also have to combine that with a vision of what we can do academically. There's a great strategic plan that was created by the campus. It's called One UND, and it really outlines a nice charter for the future direction of the campus. I think that's a great starting point as I take over as the president, and provides a great foundation to build from. But focusing on the undergraduate education, the liberal arts component, to make sure that that everybody's well-founded. But on the technology side, there's we've laid down grand challenges for research in five key areas, everything from rural health to autonomy in unmanned systems, and also trying to wrestle with big data and what challenges exist there. And so there's a lot of just tremendous opportunities on the campus to grow.
You know, the University of North Dakota has had a challenge, a post-Tom Clifford. And I always used to joke with people that, you know, following Tom Clifford was like following Ronald Reagan. It's just never going to be anything that can be, you know, there. And that was just the Clifford legend. The man was a dear friend of mine and a wonderful, wonderful leader. He just was fabulous. But, I mean, poor Ken Baker has to come in after him. Did okay, but, you know, always a little bit of a challenge. And then Chuck Capcella, kind of the same thing, not exactly the best fit professor, and, you know, didn't go well, had all the controversy over the name, and and then you go to why is his name? Forget it. Escaping me right now. President Kelly, Bob Kelly, who was, you know, by most people's, description, on sort of a retirement track. You know, I mean, you're a young guy. You're younger than I am. I feel old. The president of UND is younger than I am. Oh my gosh! But President Kelly was checked out. He was going on to something else. So a lot of that Grand Forks, business community, leadership community, UND family, and supporters over the years are almost sort of worn out by all this. And Mark Kennedy was a friend of mine, but you know, it wasn't the perfect fit, obviously. And yet, you mentioned that one UND plan. You know, the first time I talked to Mark Kennedy about his plans for UND, he mentioned one UND. And doing that, and that's a pretty good framework. He doesn't get a lot of credit for it, but there were some good things there too. You know, how do you think you just operate in that environment, knowing that since Clifford, you've got a lot of folks that are just, you know, you talked about the stability earlier, but how do you just put all that in the past and really put people at ease so you can put UND where we all want it?
Right. It's a real challenge, of course, anytime you have kind of a legendary figure and Tom Clifford's name showed up at the beginning of my search. Anytime I spoke with somebody from the university, alumni or others, Tom Clifford's name always came up, and it was clear that he had the respect and the stature on campus that you would expect of a president. And then every other president subsequently had great contributions as well in their own way and with their own personality. And all I could do was offer my commitment to the student, faculty, and staff of the university, and that I'll put my heart and soul into everything that we do. I'm my own leader. I think I bring some characteristics that will be embraced by the university. But I don't pretend to be Tom Clifford. it's tough to put yourself up against a benchmark like that and have people expect you to be just like him. But I am myself. I have my own approaches. It stems from a belief that it might sound cheesy. I used it. I said this in the interview, but a foundation built on loving your people. In other words, taking care of them deeply in a way that allows them to grow and to become great citizens.
And are those people, you know, your cabinet, your faculty, your staff, your students, or all of the above?
Oh, it's everyone. And it's the local Grand Forks community being active there and working closely with the state legislature and of course the Board of Higher Education for the state. And so it's really everyone. The foundation in terms of treating people with respect goes in every direction to everyone on the campus.
Tell me one thing that you think you're super excited to put into the mix, that you think this will be just perfect. You've given us a fabulous overview of your overall plan and strategy, and I have no doubt as a general, you're gonna execute that with, you know, precision. But what would be one thing that we could look back 2-3 years that started because President Armacost came to UND that you think will be most impactful on UND?
Well, I think a restoration of the campus culture, specifically on programs. The first thing I want to do is sit down with that one UND plan, involve the campus community, and figure out what directions. Do we have the resources or do we need the resources to take off on? I think we're just stepping now into the idea of big data with the growth of the data science program and some analytics programs and how we understand the role of students, developing them the right way to live in this autonomous world, this what they're calling Industry 4.0, so this fourth industrial revolution. How do we give them the tools to succeed, not just technically, but also what are the necessarily human components? So you'll see a lot of effort growing areas such as UAV and big data. I think there's resources available to really capitalize upon those growth areas. But again, there's other areas that will emerge, I'm sure, through the conversations with the campus community as we really tighten up the strategic plan.
Well, we look forward to a new chapter in the leadership of the University of North Dakota, and certainly a lot of people rooting for you to do just exactly what you're looking to do in this regard. As much as I love Tom Clifford, it's a very different America today that you're preparing for? That Industry 4.0 is exactly that. It's a different time, and the UND has got to be a different university to do that. Sounds like you're up for the job. Dr. Armacost, thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 950 acres of exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land in Rolette County, North Dakota. 200 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, North Dakota. 160 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail County, North Dakota. And an exceptional land lease auction in Logan County, North Dakota, featuring crop and pasture land. For more information on these auctions and many more, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Don't look at me, man.
What are you guys doing to me here?
It's one of the most recognized characters in the history of film.
Let me listen. Turn it up. Is that Chewbacca?
Yes. Yeah. Chewbacca can do.
Chewbacca should not do Christmas music.
Come on, all Chewbacca's better.
I no longer am the worst Christmas singer ever. Chewbacca. Thank you. Give me some real Christmas music here. I want the real stuff. Let it soak in. Christmas time. It's here. It's here. It's here. Is Celine Dion?
Mariah.
Oh, Mariah Carey. What a voice, I'm telling you. Wow. Thank you.
I vote for Chewbacca, but that's me.
Remember, the reason for the season, somebody's texted us saying Christmas is December 25th to January 6th. Hold Christmas music till then.
Can you imagine playing this stuff on January 6th? And
well, I agree.
We do. No.
Sadly, because Christmas in stores starts at Halloween. And, you know, you start hearing the music. My wife starts listening to it before Thanksgiving. She loves it. And I lose my mind if I hear it after New Year's Eve because I've just heard enough.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm with you. Christmas Day.
But she's right. She's right. Christmas is why you go to church. There's a Christmas tree up until Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Christmas solstice, it goes to, is it solstice?
The winter solstice, yep, yep.
Christmas goes till January 6th, so they're right. And that's, you're not supposed to take the tree down till then if you're truly doing it on the Christmas calendar, but I like the idea of getting into the Christmas spirit. Somebody said go back to Chewbacca, by the way. I can't believe they want more Chewbacca. But listeners of ours, I tell you what, real time you can interact with us, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550. Thanks to President...
I can't tell the difference between Chewbacca and Mariah Carey.
Dr. Andrew Armacost, the president of the University of North Dakota, 13th president. Pretty amazing when you think about that. A school that predates the state of North Dakota by a year has only had 13 presidents since 1883. Wow. And a lot of anticipation and promise surrounding the presidency of Dr. Armacost. I'm excited. I love hearing a new UND president talk sincerely about the Clifford legacy, but yet say I'm my own man, but I recognize what he did as a leader. So. A lot of people that love that place, me included, want it to be better, want it to continue to get better. And I honestly think it's better than people think it is just because of how the news cycle kind of tears things down so easily these days. But it'll be fun to have both, no question about it. Also, appreciate chatting with the NDSU head coach Matt Ensel earlier. Sounds like a great leader to me. First time we had a chance to chat with him on the air, and pretty excited for him in his first year heading into the playoffs. Don't tell him, but I did booked my tickets to Frisco already. Brianna is calling back. Brianna is raised a concern about some of the efforts to recruit people to the hearing in Bismarck on Monday at Horizon Middle School. That is the Burley County Commission meeting that was postponed from last Monday to next Monday because the crowd was so huge, and the vast majority of the crowd, of course, was against Cass County agreeing to LSS's request for more refugees, just because they want to get some answers here first and know what's going on. So now that it's been delayed, there's an effort to bring people in who, of course, support it. And that's what Brianna was telling us about. So what about this woman, Brianna, that you're most concerned about?
Okay, so I feel like Leah is only fearful because her 503c nonprofit is where she earns income. It's off the backs of refugees and taxpayers. Also, I've heard from a reliable source that Lutheran Social Services has sign-up sheets in Fargo and is busing in the yes crowd from Fargo. I certainly hope that they will have to show ID at the door to prove they are from Bismarck before they let them into the facility, and even more so before they're allowed to speak, because Fargo people really don't have anything to do with the politics of Bismarck, and they have no right to be speaking at our meetings.
Well, it's North Dakota. That. It's I wouldn't agree with it there, but they shouldn't be considered as far as how they vote, right? I mean, but it's
shouldn't.
Yeah, let them speak, but let them come to the meeting. But, you know, this is for Burley County taxpayers, you know.
So anybody that speaks should be a paying person from Burley County.
What will you say, Stephanie, to the commissioners of Burley County?
Well, what I want to say is another line that I've heard is, well, your family all immigrated here. And sure, they did, but it was 100% funded by themselves, as, you know, my relatives, they're from Norway and Germany. They paid for the boat ticket. They arrived in the U.S. with barely anything, and it was sink or swim from there. There weren't any handouts. There was no free housing. They built sod houses. No free food. They grew it. No free health care. If they couldn't afford it, they died. And sure, part of my family still speaks German, but they all speak fluent English as well and were quick to integrate into their surroundings.
And if what you described, if what you described was the way we were bringing refugees in, I would 100% agree with you. You know, look,
yes, I certainly would.
Yeah. By the way, I don't necessarily think, I think this is a lot of empire building by the woman you mentioned, by LSS. They derive money from this. They think this is the best thing for these families. I don't know that it is. I just want some answers. I just want some simple answers. And what are the impact of the taxpayers of North Dakota, Burley County, Cass County, you know, Grand Forks County? Just simple answers. They won't answer them for a reason. Right? They say, well, it's the workforce. 79% are women and children. How many of those are going to be able to work? I mean, so a lot of work to do, Brianna. I'm glad you're doing this. Call us again Monday, would you? Because I want informed opinions on this between now and then. Whether you agree or disagree, please call us. Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Forna, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.